The PNC and CPP will meet in this week to finalize negotiations on a possible merger. General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the PNC will do its part to make the measure a success. He said issues such as symbols will not come in the way of the measure.
The National Delegates Congress of the People's National Convention resolved that the PNC should enter unity talks with the Convention People's Party and that we should work towards achieving a merger. So that direction, the PNC over the period has been working over time to ensure that we are able to come to terms with this. However, we had some difficulties over the period, and that did not materialize. We put up a unity committee, and then we have worked out to find out how we will be able to overcome the inadequacies. So the chairman, that is Samia Nkrumah, Ahmed Ramadan, Bernard Mona as secretary, and Ivor Greenstreet as secretary, met and decided that we should take the processes forward in line with our Congress decision. Anyone who wants to become president, for instance, we want a bigger platform that inches you closer to becoming a president. And so if Hassan Ayerga, for instance, wants to become a flag bearer, he will want a bigger platform, a bigger number of people, an expanded number of people that will make him closer to becoming president. If Abu Sakara wants to become president, they should be excited that there is now a bigger platform under which they will canvass and ventilate their ideas. If Bernard Mona wants to be chairman, he should now see a united front as a bigger platform for him to have a better position within the chairmanship. At the lower levels, we have said that those constituencies and regions where we already have executives, we will form what we call the co-executive, so that at the end of the day, we'll go for a Congress to determine national executives and another Congress to determine the possible flag bearer that will lead us. And once we do this, we are going to have down the line common parliamentary candidates, so that if in one central constituency, the PNC, or there is just one candidate for our united front, if you go to Hohoi or North Dai, we should have a common candidate, and that way we'll be able to push the frontiers of our elections to the field. And I believe that many Ghanaians are waiting for this to happen, and we in the leadership are committed to realizing this. It is the biggest legacy that Ahmed Ramadan and Samia Nkrumah intend to leave, particularly within the domain of the Nkrumah tradition.
Do you have a timeline for this merger?
We have decided not to be communicating regularly on what we have been doing since 2012, the media. And so we will come out occasionally to tell you what stage and what we have done. But since the publication of this story, we are meeting to review strategy and to push forward what needs to be done in order to secure for us the indication that we are looking for. And so in the course of the week, we shall be meeting again to have some discussions and to push forward to the frontiers of understanding. Some members of our party are confused. They do not understand what we intend, and it is also important to reach out to those members who do not understand, so we can bring everybody to the same page.
One issue that has touted this effort of CPP, PNC come together is about symbols and slogans. Have you resolved this issue?
It is not a difficult issue for us. We have gone through this over and over again. We have learned from our mistakes. We have learned from what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And we are convinced that this time around we will get it right. And that by coming out officially on the matter, everybody within our field will accept the decision of the leadership of our party as of now.